And we're going to start really. Andrew's going to talk a lot about rep and warranty coverage. There's not really a separate panel on that today. And we think it'd be really good for him to summarize it. Mandy and Isabella are going to help me and go through some of the metaphysics and indemnification, non-reliance clauses, what the caps are. And then Eric is going to talk about sort of the dirty world afterwards, what happens in shareholders' claims and what we as lawyers don't always see. With that, I thought I'd start with Andrew, and Andrew's going to give us a quick summary on some of the new developments in underwriting rep and warranty policies.
Thanks, Mark. So I think the story of the rep and warranty insurance market over the last couple of years, and you know, probably most of the people in the room have some familiarity with it, but the real story has just been tremendous increase in insurer interest, insurer participation in the market, and that has in turn, you know, predictably driven down premiums, driven down, you know, retentions, which, you know, buyer and seller will somehow have to fund, and improved overall terms. So, you know, typical pricing is much lower. The typical quote, at least up front, is, you know, on a deal-by-deal basis, it will vary, but, you know, the typical quote now that, you know, that'll win a deal for a carrier will probably not exclude any sort of specific subject matter at the target's operations, e.g. environmental.
So it includes environmental now?
Typically, yes.
Yeah, and that's new. That wasn't the case 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's right. You know, generally, if it's an environmentally sensitive target, you'll need phase one reports, and anything that's typically identified as a wreck will get carved out of the policy. But subject to doing your diligence and looking at, you know, what you're buying, you will have coverage for environmental contamination if it is a breach of a rep.
And pricing, you said, has come down?
Yeah, I would say typical pricing is probably around 3% of the policy limit, so $300,000 for a $10 million limit, just as a benchmark. You can certainly see that lower, and for, you know, deals that are popular in the market, absolutely you can get it lower. And a fairly typical retention attached to that policy at that price point will be between 1% and 1.5% of the enterprise value.